I moved to the estate, I'd gone through relationship problems myself. I'd had a son. I was going through postnatal depression. So when I moved here, this area was completely alien to me. It's not an area that I'd ever come to before. So to be rehoused here, it was exciting but daunting. It was literally just me and my son at home all day alone. And over time, it made my depression worse. And I just thought, I just need to get out and do something. I don't actually know how I first heard of St Hilda's, but I'd started accessing the Under Fives project with my son, who at the time was about 2 years old, and then got more and more involved in the community centre because I thought, I've got so much time, I'd rather do something. Not only just do things for other people, but integrate myself into the community. I got to know the women's project worker here. She was really encouraging and really sort of took time to sort of get to know me and what I wanted to do. And when I said, oh, you know, I can give my time to you, I don't mind, as long as I can bring my son along, you know, that's the only barrier, but, you know, I can give my time to you. And she said, yeah, you know, whatever you want to do. And at that point in time, the estate was very dark. There was high levels of crime. All the housing was in really bad state of repair, things like that. And I think people generally within the community were trying to bring up the standards of the estate. And one of the things that they did was try and provide children with areas to play in that were safe. And they raised money for a little playground and attached to it like a little football pitch, like a five-a-side kind of thing. And between the women's project worker and I, we sat down and we thought, oh, you know, I can run a playgroup, but in the playground. And that way it'll encourage people to come out, use the playground. But also, I just thought other people must be feeling the way I was feeling. And there was. And I really saw the benefits sort of coming out of it. More and more children were coming out and playing. I was talking to the mums. And then my son started nursery. So I thought, there must be something else that I can do. So it just so happened that way. I just got more and more involved with the women's project here. And then it got to that point where the women's project worker actually left. And I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And there were a few other people that I got to know sort of within the community centre over that time. They're like, well, you'd be perfect for the job. Have you thought of applying? And I just went, no, it's not something that I've got experience in. You know, I have no background in community activism or going out and doing outreach and things like that. And they just turned around and said, yes, you do. You've been doing it for the last 2 years. Like, what do you think you've been doing? And I was just like, huh. But I guess it's that definition of activism. I think I perceive myself as more of a facilitator or a catalyst, I guess, for women to overcome, you know, the kind of issues that I had. The Women's Project, it's quite unique in the way that it works. So we have the core thing of kind of overcoming all these barriers for women, building confidence, building all these other levels of soft skills and things like that. So it's not one of these projects that kind of continues forever. So we get pots of money to do different things. Now, one of the things that we did was a sewing project. It was in partnership with the Friends of Arnold Circus. And it was supposed to be a representation of the local area and people's connection to how they feel about it. But through a traditional Bengali embroidery method called kanta. It was a year-long project, so it was quite a big thing. And we had an artist guiding on this. And we went out, did sketches, came back, kind of transferred them all onto fabric. And it was absolutely beautiful, that the work that they produced. And this was launched at Shoreditch Town Hall. And the curator from the Museum of London, he came and he had a look and he was just like, this is absolutely stunning. And to hear that, because, you know, you've spent a year making it and you just think, oh, you know, it's a bit of community art. It's all right. And then to hear someone from a museum to say, this is absolutely stunning, you know, you just think, oh, wow, this is actually really something. And all the women that were there, they were just like on a high because they were like, oh, wow. And I've kind of found myself back in that position of, oh, you know, I'm a bit depressed. And then for someone to sort of say that to you, it really, really pushes you up and sort of makes you feel proud. And I felt that the same time as the women.